Yo,
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to the Off Ramp. This is your man, M Extra Money, filling in for my man, Beach Bum Gun. He's on the road now, traveling to Kentucky. I got my co-host, Mr. Righteous, on the phone, on my panel. And I got Beach Bum Gun calling in while he's on his road, while you're on the road traveling. Fellas, say what's up to the people, so we can get started with the show.
What up?
Yo. So, man, let me tell you, man, we got a couple of good topics I think we have tonight. But just before we get to those topics, let me give you the rundown of what's going to be happening in the world of sports, man. We got Duke winning big at Virginia Tech. We got the number two seeded Indiana ready to lose to the always dangerous Ohio State. Right now they down about seven with about a minute left, so I think that's a good rap. And I got the Lakers getting blown out by OKC. So that's a good sports, good wrap up, man, for all the games that really do care, you know what I mean, that people care about. I mean, Boston beat Philly 109-101, but no one really cares about Boston or Philly, so we're going to keep on moving.
Nobody cares about Duke and Virginia Tech. Who cares about Virginia Tech? Nobody cares about the college basketball.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Y'all stinking. All you did, y'all just lose to Virginia. So you beat another Virginia team. Enjoy it. Well, watch the court.
Hey, but listen. We came back on top, had a big game against Miami and a good game against Virginia Tech, so we ready for the ACC tournament. That's all that matters. Got the Tar Heels on Saturday. Go Duke. But, hey, I just want to first give a shout-out, welcome everybody to the off-ramp. We're going to talk about some controversial topics tonight. If you got any more topics you want to talk to, feel free to call in at 646-915-8680. But, you know, something I want to talk to people about, man, is this big snowstorm that's supposed to be hitting the East Coast. Now, I'm an optimist here, man. I think meteorologists have the best job in America. They're the only people I know that can shoot 50-50 on predictions and still keep employed, gainfully employed at that. And right now, it was about 60 degrees today in Maryland. Good streets of Baltimore County. And I don't see no snow in the forecast, although they did say it's supposed to start tonight. I'm just not a firm believer. Question. Mr. Righteous, I mean, what do you think? Do you think we're really going to get some snow today or what? Or tonight or what?
Mr. Righteous, let me jump in. Hey, yeah, you snow, motherfucker, because I'm driving through
If it already started down south, that don't necessarily mean it's going to make it up north, is all I'm saying.
No, we're driving through the mountains. We had to drive through the mountains of West Virginia, bro. It's coming. Don't worry. It'll be there. You don't know, I think you'll get a lot, but you'll go get some. It's still snowing where I'm at now, man. We in Tennessee. It's still snowing. Don't worry. I mean, get your shovels ready. Get your galoshes, yo. I know you're rich. Get your galoshes and get ready.
Well, the snow ain't even supposed to touch us. It's only supposed to hit like the bottom of the shore, which is like the Cape May County area and like Dover and all that. And then it's supposed to come off the shore and then hit the coast where Sandy hit again. So we probably just get some rain, like they talking about some rain, because it's supposed to be a rain mix too. So we probably just get the rain.
Yeah. Well, I understand Beast Bun Gun is over there driving through it. I'm still optimistic, man. So we'll see.
Hey, you got a real abominable snowman, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what he's tripping about. All you got to do is look at a map. You see all them colors? That means something's coming.
And listen, you
gotta be a genius to realize that the green means rain, the pink means sleep, and the white means snow. What is Jay Jordan talking about?
I seen that same map the last time they were talking. The last time they were talking about a big storm. And it bopped, it all of a sudden went north or went south or stayed north and never came down south. So that's why it makes me optimistic. Plus the simple fact that this global warming got us not having no real snowstorm. So when I say snow, they talk about 6 inches. I'm not talking about flurries and we getting some light rain with some heavy wintry mix. I'm talking about the 6 to 12 inches that they talking about. That's what I'm optimistic about.
Well, you can't. I mean, no one in the world can predict how many inches will actually land on the ground. But whether you count flurries or not, if the snow is coming, then snow is coming. Whether it be a quarter of an inch or 12 inches, it's still snow. Now, if you're questioning how much are you actually going to get, I mean, no one knows that but God. But if you want to know, is it going to snow tomorrow? I tell you what, there's a storm coming that way. Now, whether it hits your exact house or not, I have no idea. But there is snow coming east, and it's a lot.
Back to my original point was that meteorologists, they've been saying for years, yeah, they, like I said, they got the only job that can, if you're an accountant, and you come to me with your tax returns, and I tell you, you're going to get $3,000 to $5,000 in your tax return, and you get $100, you hot with me. You ain't never coming back. And they're the only ones that can say 6 to 12 inches, and we get flurries, and we still think we can go for them for credible information.
You're comparing apples to oranges, though. Don't nobody lose their money if it's 6 inches or 1 inch. Either way, if your job is important enough, you're still taking your ass to work.
Well, but you're not losing money either, though. That's extra money that you paid.
I'm making you lose money. What are you losing if there's 1 inch of snow on the ground or if there's 6 inches on the ground, except for some time shoveling your driveway? You ain't losing nothing.
If business is shut down, you lose money.
I'm not saying I'm losing anything. I'm just saying that that's not credible no more. Why should I go back to the news for credible information when they batting 50-50 out there? That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, you know what? Don't watch your weather for you. You just roll the dice on weather every single day for the rest of your life.
I don't pay no mind to the weather either, man. I just, whatever happens, happens, whatever.
Exactly. I didn't run to the store. I didn't get no salt. I didn't get anything. I ain't get no shovels out, man. Until I wake up and see all that snow on the ground, I'll make it happen at that time, yo. But I ain't going, I'm not panicking. I don't understand why people do. I'm not panicking anymore. My faith in those callers and the meteorologists and the big storms they'd be talking about are pretty much gone. But let's move on to my first topic, though, man. The first topic.
You got a minivan and no job. You can go in the middle of the day.
Listen, my first topic of the night is a story I've seen on CNN. And the background of the story involves a surrogate mom who actually was brought to a couple because she wanted to actually contribute her body. She was falling on some short times, lost her job, and she needed the money. And apparently this couple was offering, or this agency, they offered $22,000 to be a surrogate mom. And so she wanted to help people who have fertility problems. So she actually went to this agency. They found her a couple. They interviewed, did all that good stuff. They decided to get the egg and the sperm, put it up into her. She had a baby. And she got pregnant. And throughout the course of her pregnancy, they discovered that the baby was going to have a cleft palate, a cleft lip. They had some heart problems. And through the sonograms and everything, they just felt like the sonogram basically showed that the baby was going to have a lot of problems coming out of the birth. And so the parents who actually donated their egg and everything wanted her to just, you know, basically have an abortion. And
they were willing to pay her $10,000 to have an abortion because they already had three kids, and they had issues with those, being that they were just born prematurely, no real health issues. And they just felt like with this kid, with the fourth child, they didn't want it to come in with all the complications and the difficulties surrounding, you know, the heart issues that, you know, the doctors were saying that the baby would have to have, you know, multiple heart surgeries, open heart surgeries. They didn't want that. So the parents wanted to pay $10,000 for the surrogate mom to basically have an abortion. The surrogate mom said no. And through legals, they basically, you know, back and forth. And at the end of the day, she was like, no. She ends up moving to Michigan, where surrogacy laws are a little bit less stringent than it was in Connecticut. So what ends up happening is that she ends up having the baby, and because in Michigan she's technically the legal guardian, she actually gives it to adoption to another couple that had previous children with, you know, multiple issues and stuff. So that's a little of the background story. There's more detail. You can find the story on CNN. But my question to the panel is she a savior or is she Satan? Because she got a lot of hate from both sides. She got, you know, her moving away from the parents and, you know, basically not, you know, obeying the parents being their legal guardian. In Connecticut, they were the legal guardian. If you're a surrogate parent, the legal guardians, whoever donated the egg and everything, they're still the legal guardian. In Michigan, the mom that's carrying the baby is the legal guardian. So she got a lot of backlash about people saying that she should have did what the parents wanted for their child. And then you got some people.
Oh, man, you've been talking for like 10 minutes.
So,
you've been giving us the whole book. Yeah. I don't know if he tells us what. You know? Is the baby dead?
No. He's not dead.
All right, Mr. Wright, did you go ahead first? Yeah, I didn't know we was ever. I thought the show might end before we get to the word.
Listen, man. I had to give the background.
Yeah.
My question to the panel, like I said before, is the mom a savior or is she Satan? Mr. Wright, just what you think?
I don't know, man, because all that abortion stuff, man, it's a touchy situation, man. But it's one of those things, man. Are you willing to, or can you stomach? Are you able to sit there and able to deal with all the complications and everything like that? I mean, you got to be a real strong person to be able to deal with a child with a lot of complications, because that means you're going to be in and out of the hospital, in and out of doctor's appointments. You're going to be missing time off from work. You might even lose your job because of it. It's a tough situation, but isn't that kind of like kidnapping though? Because that's not technically her baby, because she was given the egg. Isn't that like, and it was, the egg was still the people's. Isn't that like kind of kidnapping, yo?
I don't know, man. It was going back and forth legally in Minnesota. That's why she moved to Michigan, actually,
right?
And then
she ended up giving the baby up for adoption. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough situation, man. That's something man.
Beach bum gum, what you think, yo? You're dying to talk, man. What you think?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to hear. Just wanted to see if I could at least say what's bye to the people before the end of the show. But yo, I mean, to me, I mean, there's only one savior and one Satan. So to me, she's neither. But I mean, she's a chick who didn't want to get an abortion. No chick, no, ain't no broad in this world should be forced to get an abortion. I don't care what nobody says, yo. So. Hold on, DJ C Siren at a time, man. Go ahead, C Siren. Live from Tennessee. What's happening?
What's up, everybody? Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
My real short comment is, understand in terms of someone who wasn't already getting paid to have someone else's kid, but I think as a surrogate, you don't make the calls on the baby. The baby is still ultimately the egg and the sperm and the union of two other people. And you're just there to really do their will. So if the parents wanted to get rid of it, that should have, well, unfortunately, whatever, I'm not sure what the laws are or what, you know, what's out there in terms of legal action, but that should have been in whatever forms that was already signed, that the parents, the actual donors, are able to control what has to happen. If anyone knew the possibility, if they're having a baby with any kind of problems, that was something, then they should have had that in there. Surrogate shouldn't have had any call on that. Thank you.
Well, you know, that was actually, and they had that in the contract. If there was, like, any complications with the baby, then that person, they had to do the abortion. But since she ran off to Michigan, Michigan won't honor that contract. So, but they should consider that kidnapping then, right?
I don't
think so.
I think so. I think hopping states to try to you know, spin a law into your favor is definitely something that they can definitely pull back into Connecticut. That's like me getting caught with weed and then going to like Colorado where it's illegal and then saying, oh, well, I didn't really get the charges that I got in Maryland shouldn't stand. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't understand how that works, but.
I think that should be considered like kidnapping, though, because she stole somebody else's baby.
Yeah, I disagree with you, man. She's the boy that's having the baby. That's her baby. I don't care who's all this artificial stuff. If she's the one who's getting fat, she's the one who's throwing up in the morning, she's the one with the back pain and all that stuff, she's the one who's having the baby. Now, if you try to tell her, okay, let me stick this hanger up in you and get rid of this kid, yo, her body's going to do that. Yo, you can't force her to do that.
What kind of monsters are you people? She signed a contract and she was willing to do it. That was her.
Yo, this is her baby, yo. This ain't no record deal.
I know, but it's not her baby, dude. It's not hers.
And yo, it's coming out of her.
Somebody else. It's okay. Yeah, she didn't produce the baby. They just put it in her and it's just growing in her. She's carrying
the baby. If I ate a piece of chicken from KFC, once I shit it out, that don't mean that chicken that comes in my poop is still KFC. That's my poop. That's my chicken now.
What are you talking about, man?
You went way left field, man. You must have had a couple sips out there in Tennessee, man. An extra rib or something, man.
My thing is this. She had no intentions on keeping the baby, which is why once she moved to Michigan, she sought out help from other support groups to put the baby up for adoption because the parents actually said, listen, just have our baby. We won't make you have the abortion, but we're going to, in Connecticut, they have, like, instead of child abandonment, they have a law where you can put your kid up for adoption and without having penalties for abandoning your child. So that's what the parents were planning to do because they didn't want to undo that burden, but they still respected the fact that she wasn't going to have an abortion. So she took that information and then still moved to Michigan because she thought that she didn't want the child to be abandoned, goes to Michigan and still gives it up for adoption. It's not like she was planning to keep the baby anyway. So
in the end, if they were just going to give the baby, if the options were kill the baby or give it up to adoption, and she ended up giving adoption, who cares what state it is? Somebody got the baby. Who cares at this point?
But it should. The parents. All I'm saying is the parents should have a say in what happens to the baby, and they didn't have a say. She basically did what she wanted to do.
They was going to give the baby. What say did they got? They wanted to kill the baby, and if somebody doesn't want to go through an abortion. If their parents said, okay, I want you to have an abortion, and she says no, at that point, your opinion is dumb to me. Yo. You try to kill a baby, yo. I'm good.
Yo.
I'll handle this on my own.
Yo, so hold on. So if you was to do a surrogate, you put up $20,000 for somebody to carry a kid for you, and if something was wrong with it and you didn't want them to do certain things with that kid or do something with their health, you wouldn't have a problem with them saying, I'm going to do whatever I want with it?
Yeah, I mean, if I put up $20,000, I have a problem,
but hold on, let me finish.
You asked me a question, let me finish. If I put up $20,000 and I'm like, okay, the baby ain't going to be a superstar, I want you to kill the baby. If somebody tells me no, of course I'm going to have a problem with it because I'm the one who suggested to kill it. But me personally, I'm like, I'm not going to kill any child. I'm not, you know what I mean? I've been down that road. I know what it is to put up that $350. You know what I mean? So if I say kill the baby, and they say no, I get it. You know what I mean? How am I going to tell somebody I have an abortion? That's just, it's fucked up. Like, you know, it's messed up. Yeah.
All right, listen, let me ask you this then. So that at that time where they were making the decision, they had already gave her $8,000. So at that point, because she was acting on her own, should she have given that $8,000 back then? Because at that point, she'd have made the decision that she wasn't going to listen to the parents who actually were, you know, she was carrying the baby for. So she was acting on her own, like you're saying. So in this case, should she have given the money that they had already been paying her on a monthly basis, you know what I mean, to carry their baby? and she moved away. So she should she be legally responsible to give that money back that they were paying?
No, when you come there now, should she give the money back? That's a tougher topic because you know what I mean. You could say
well, they were giving her $2,222 a month at through the course of her, the pregnancy. You know what I mean? To kind of pay, you know what I mean? They were going to pay $22,000 all at once, so they were giving her chunks, monthly stipends. And then when this legally stand and she moved away because they didn't want, she wasn't respecting their wishes, like at that point they cut off all that money, but she still got $8,000 worth of it. So,
well, she still carried the baby. I mean, she should have been getting the payments, and then as soon as they said, I want you to kill the baby, as soon as she says no, then she doesn't deserve any more money because now it's on her.
I want my money back.
Well, listen, Matt, I got another topic for y'all, man. So I don't know if y'all heard about Shamika Holdsclaw, but she was a beast at Tennessee. Led them to 3 straight titles, went number 1 in the WNBA. She basically chases down her ex-girlfriend, beats her car up, shoots inside the car. That was after she doused the inside with gasoline, so she was basically trying to blow the car up. She gets charged with 6 crimes, and I don't remember. This was back in November. I don't remember hearing about this story. So my question is it because it's a WNBA and no one really cares, or is it because girl, you know, it was a lesbian relationship? Because nothing was made of the fact that she broke the glass, shot a gun, a 9mm inside the car, doused the joint in the gasoline. Like, that's huge. And it wasn't like she was known. I mean,
somebody cared about her, Will. Somebody cared about that chick, man. Got it.
So that's the reason why? So they'll
nobody cared about her. She ain't nobody. She about as foreign in this world as me and you. If we try to blow somebody up, ain't nobody but the people around our area going to know about it.
Yo, but she was in the WNBA.
She ain't shit.
She was Olympian. She held at Tennessee. I mean, no. she was big time in her own right.
You hear that key word you just said? Was. She ain't nothing. She ain't got nothing.
She ain't playing no more.
It's, I don't know, babe. It's pretty dangerous out here.
I don't know, man. I think it's because she's a woman in a sport that don't matter. As sad as it sounds, I think it's just the truth, yo.
Mr. Rogers, what you think? You think it's just because no one really cares, or you think it's just because it wasn't a male or female? Like, you think if she did this to her male counterpart, would it got more story? Or if they'll flip around, if it was a, you know, like, I don't know, let's say, like some washed up NBA player did it, would you think he'd get more notoriety than she would?
If they were washed up, it was like high profile washed up athlete. But she was high profile, but she wasn't like high profile like that, like a Candace Parker type or Lisa Leslie type high profile. She wasn't like that. I mean, she was a beast in college, but that was it. I mean, she did her thing in NBA, WNBA, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, she's like the next greatest thing. I mean, because she did have some issues. She had depression issues, so she was popping pills for that and tried to kill herself. But I just think they dragged her thinking of backbone, yo.
This is the greatest year for a woman college basketball player because the most recognized college basketball player, men and women, is a woman, and that's Brittany Griner from Baylor.
No, she dropped
exactly. That's exactly where I was going with next. Great segue. She dropped 50 points. My question. Do you think she can play a 5 or 4 in the NBA?
Hell no. She'll get punished.
Yes. She's going to be a 4.
No shot.
She'll get punished.
She's going to be a 4, and she can dunk off the bounce, yo.
Yo, she can't dunk on nobody in the NBA. She couldn't dunk on me.
I'm not saying she'll get dunked, but I think she'll be able to compete in the NBA, though. That's just me.
She would. How tall is Brittany? 6'7"?
She can dunk, yo. She can really dunk.
Yo, I think she's like 6'7". You realize Kevin Durant's 6'10", playing shooting guard. She would get bodied.
Listen. I think she might not get a bucket.
Somebody might give her a bucket just to be playing around, yeah.
NBA is she's gonna do her thing when she gets there, yo, because she's no bigger than Candace Parker, bro. Candace Parker like a toothpick.
Yeah, that's what I think, man. I don't know.
She's gonna do her thing in the WNBA, She's gonna be the first pick.
Be able to put in work. I think some of the chicks in the WNBA will be able to put in some work in the NBA. But
yeah, there's not one chick in the WNBA that could hoop in the NBA, yo.
I don't think
you understand how good these male athletes are compared to the women. Now, there's a lot of great women athletes. That's not what I'm suggesting. But when you're comparing the two, a male athlete would punish. Oh, it's all one lock, babe. I don't know.
What I'm saying is this. There's some peer shooters in the WNBA that can run off a screen and pick and pop. And all they got to do is set a screen to open them up.
Yeah, they would get clogged. Okay, they would need a man to give her a good screen. I hope they're screening another ball because the closeout would be ridiculous. What pure shooter? Every pure shooter that's in the WNBA is like 5'8". You got cats like, again, Kevin Durant is 6'10", running a two guard. It don't matter. You can have 3 feet in front of you, and you would still get blocked.
Listen, if Ron Artest can get wide open 3-pointers for the Lakers, what makes you think they won't give that same to a chick who they're going to make them shoot? And I'm saying,
think about the launch point of Ron Artest, who's like six. What is Ron Artest? 6'8"? Think about his launch point, and think about a launch point of a 5'8 shooting guard in the WNBA. Because Brittany Griner coming off of those screens, bro. Hate to tell you,
man,
that's not her game.
I'm watching the Lakers OKC game right now. Yo, the man just had two back to back wide open shots, man. Coming off the
screen. Right, and ain't no chick getting off a screen like that, B. Not one.
All right.
Yo, I got something for y'all real quick. Today Philly, in Jersey, some girl stole a cop car from Camden, got chased by the cops over to Philly, 17th and Norris, and then she crashed the car, then stole a Philly cop car and broke out on that joint until she finally crashed that car, and then they arrested her. Now, that's funny.
Wow.
She broke out two cop cars? How did she do that? I don't know, yo, because when she crashed the Camden cop car in Philly, nobody saw her jump out the car. Because all the cops was over there, I guess, with the injured guy. So she jumped into the cop car. She ran, jumped into the cop car, and pulled off.
Yeah, that's New Jersey Drive Part 2 right there, yeah. New Jersey Drive Part 2.
It was some little Asian girl, too, yo. It was some little Asian girl.
Right there. Hey, man.
Hey, look, DJ Speak Giant said they underestimated her because she was a girl.
Yeah,
well. We got less than 2 minutes left in the show, man. I just want to get to one more topic with it because we talked about it yesterday about Rodman. You know, reports came out that HBO actually funded his trip. They got a little program. They got this new show coming out, you know, part of Vice TV or something like that. And they basically funded the trip because they thought it would be a way to get inside Korea, North Korea. And HBO executive Michael Lombardi basically gave the okay. He was the president. And they basically created this whole thing around this basketball game with three members of the Harlem Globetrotters. What y'all think about HBO?
Oh, man. That was some sneaky stuff right there.
But
yeah, that was cool
about that, man.
They put people's lives at risk, man, because they don't know if that Kim Young dude, he could have took them dudes out. Could have captured them for no reason.
Yeah, they couldn't get in the country without his permission, yeah. It's a
country.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't going to put up in jail. You don't want them type of atom bombs dropped on your country, yeah. What movie you watching? This is the Avengers, yeah. He going to tell them to come over and chop their heads off on the internet, dude.
Hey, man, you never know, man.
Argo just won Best Picture. Yeah. I think they were trying to rival that movie, man. But, hey, look, man, we got 30 seconds to go, man. It was great talking to y'all. I got to pay the bills right now, man. And, you know, we want to, you know, definitely thank all our sponsors. You know, if you need any juicy entertainment news, make sure you visit olivecocomag.com. If you are looking to get fit and stay healthy, visit Stick to a Fitness on the web and Facebook. If you also need any catering or learn how to cook, make sure you visit choicetaste.com. If you need any insurance or financial services, make sure you email us at MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com
or you can call our office at 410-902-7475. And finally, if you haven't already, go pick up that book, The Real Silver Dollar by my man, Better on Brown. Again, have a good day, and we'll see you tonight or tomorrow.
Peace.
Tomorrow night. Yeah, that was horrible. Peace.